This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Friday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And yes, indeed, it's Friday. We are going to hear something now. I preached, probably 2 months ago. We're about that far behind on the radio than where we are at church. On the radio, we're in the middle of chapter 8. This message is entitled The Suffering Family of God. If you look back and think about the family of God, going all the way back to the cross. Actually, you can go a lot further back than that, but you look at the family of God as a suffering family. Starting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who is known as the Suffering Servant, was one of his many names. Look in the Book of Martyrs, read of all the suffering saints. Read Hebrews chapter 11 and you read more about the suffering saints and the things that the saints of God have had to endure throughout the years. And not only that, but then you get to the Bible itself that says that you and I are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. And not only that, Philippians 1:29, it says, to you has been appointed not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. So that's where we're at here today. Again, part two of this message, The Suffering Family of God. You are invited out to Island Community Church this weekend, where we are in chapter 12. We're starting now this week, how to live right, how to live out this Christian faith. They've been taught for the last 11 chapters here in chapter 12, how to live right, how to live all this out. Looking at the verse, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's where we're going to be at this Sunday morning. You are invited Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you. Here is part two now of this message, The Suffering Family of God.
And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city, appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that happened, they feared greatly and said, truly, this was the Son of God. Now here in this text, an ultimate description of suffering endured by both the Father and the Son. And when you suffer for his name's sake, you partake in this. Which is why he says you're going to be glorified together with him when you partake of his suffering. Now, it's totally mind-boggling to fully grasp, even with our own little brains, what transpired at the cross and how evil was defeated at the cross. And as a result of this, Satan's defeat and demise, an all-out war has been declared in an attempt to take as many people with him as devilishly possible on his way to the lake of fire. Now, Jesus said this, in this world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So let me clue you in on a little secret. Suffering is part of the faith. It goes along with the territory. Suffering is part of the faith. Matter of fact, Paul says in today's text in Romans, if you're not suffering, then you're not part of the family. Because the Christian family is a suffering family. The Christian family is a suffering family. If you're faithful, you will suffer. To different degrees. From being crucified, as we're about to see in a moment, to suffering for losing everything you own for not making a cake for a homosexual. It's suffering too. You don't have to die to suffer. You don't have to, at least. But that's still suffering for the name. You stand up for the name of Jesus. You refuse to do something that the Bible says you shouldn't do. Where does it say that? In Romans chapter 2, you're condemned for approving of those that practice that kind of lifestyle. So you stand up for the word of God, and you suffer as a result. You lose everything that you have. Suffering also includes that. You don't have to have your head chopped off to suffer for Jesus Christ. Follow the word of God. Believe me, you'll suffer. Amen? I mean, there are school teachers here in this church where if they went out and preached the first verse of the first book of the Bible, they could lose their jobs. They could lose everything that they own by saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then they say, you better recant. You came from a monkey. And then you say, I refuse to recant. You're fired. You lose your job. Some people lose their houses, their mortgage. Everything that they own, that's suffering for Jesus. Because you're standing up and defending the word of God. And when you do that, you're going to suffer. John was on the island of Patmos. Why? And, right. For those that didn't hear and on the podcast, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He stuck to the word, and he believed that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that sent him to a rock island for the rest of his life. In this world, you will have tribulation. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ if you suffer with him. Suffering's all-encompassing, isn't it? Now take a moment and think back. Think of all the suffering the Church of Jesus Christ has endured for the past 2,000 years. Going all the way back to the day that Jesus suffered and died on the cross we just looked at. Now, John wrote in Revelation chapter 6, he said, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony that they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell on the earth? Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both of their fellow servants and their brethren, who would be killed as they were completed. In other words, not yet, gentlemen. The brethren aren't done suffering yet. More Christians still have to die prior to this happening. Now, speaking of John, again, look at him. I, John, both your brother and companion in tribulation, I found myself on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. John wasn't sent to this penal colony for doing anything wrong. He was sent there to suffer on account of the name. Because suffering is part and parcel of the Christian faith. I just want you to remember that and not be surprised. He was the only one of the 12, that is John, that didn't die for his faith. The other 11, including Paul, did. So when we see suffering, either in your life or in someone else's, don't think it's strange. Turn with me. 1 Peter chapter 4, starting in verse 12. So don't think it's strange. God doesn't have a vendetta against you. He hasn't forgotten about you. Dare I even say that the Son of God thought he was forsaken and was forgotten about? I don't think so. I think he was just fulfilling prophecy when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It's possible he felt that way, though. And he wasn't just saying that to fulfill prophecy. He felt forsaken. First time ever in the history of forever, he felt forsaken. Don't think it's strange when it happens to you. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, beloved, do not think it's strange. There's the word to say exactly the same thing. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But, what does he say? Ha! What a solution! Rejoice! Who can do that? Rejoice to the extent. All right, now he's telling you how much to do it. To the extent. Rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, so that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. This is verse 14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, that word reproached means when someone slanders you with abusive words, or when someone swears at you, or when you're railed at, or when you're defamed. That's what this word reproach means. Loiteros is the word in Greek. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. He says, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. What an awesome thing. Listen to it. Church, you are not alone. You're not alone when you go through these things. Paul calls you blessed, and then he tells you why. Because the spirit of glory and of God, in case you don't know who glory is, rests on you. On you. You're not alone. The spirit of the living God is on you when you go through trial. I think of these three Hebrews in the furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king looked in there and said, whoa, wait a minute. I see four people in there, not three. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. He always goes with you in the fire. Anytime you go through trial and tribulation and face this kind of thing, God promises, according to his word, he'll go with you in the fire, always. Paul said, the last thing Paul ever wrote before he lost his head. Read it, 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, the Lord stood by my side and strengthened me. I believe that's literal. I believe he saw with his eyes the Son of God right there saying, don't worry, I got your back.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.